This is the PoetryFoundation.org podcast, September 7th, 2006. I'm Curtis Fox. This week, remembering the time when we all turned to poetry. For the past few years, there has been a lot of angry debate here in New York City about how to publicly memorialize September 11th. But 5 years ago, in the days and weeks after 9/11, the public response was immediate and surprising. Poetry was suddenly everywhere in the city. People put poems up on fences and lampposts. They sent poems to newspapers. They emailed poems to friends and family. So, in the quest to memorialize the victims, to transform the terrible images from that day into something more dignified, more elegiac, poetry seems like a pretty good place to start. In fact, let's start now with this poem by Wisława Szymborska. Photograph from September 11th. She's referring to one of those pictures of people leaping to their deaths from the towers. The poem is translated from the Polish by Clara Kavanaugh and Stanisław Baranczak. The reader is Ken Marks.
Photograph from September 11th by Wisława Szymborska. They jumped from the burning floors. One, two, a few more, higher, lower. The photograph halted them in life and now keeps them above the earth, toward the earth. Each is still complete, with a particular face and blood well hidden. There's enough time for hair to come loose, for keys and coins to fall from pockets. They're still within the air's reach, within the compass of places that have just now opened. I can do only two things for them. Describe this flight, and not add a last line.
Ken Marks reading Photograph from September 11th by Wisława Szymborska, translated by Claire Kavanaugh and Stanisław Baranczak. Now, doesn't that poem seem like a good place to start a memorial for the victims of 9/11? Actually, a photograph from September 11th was going to be included in an artwork by Ginny Holzer that's now up at 7 World Trade Center, the first building to be rebuilt at Ground Zero. Holzer created a gigantic LED screen that slowly scrolls text, poems, and essays, all evoking New York City in one way or another. It scrolls for 36 hours before repeating itself. So if you stand there long enough, eventually you'll see poems by William Carlos Williams, Elizabeth Bishop, Langston Hughes, Frank O'Hara, Allen Ginsberg, but not Wisława Szymborska, as Holzer originally planned. The developer, Larry Silverstein, and his wife, Clara, worried that some of the text Holzer wanted to include might bring back images that people would rather forget. So they negotiated and compromised, and Holzer left some of her selections out. And in a way, they might have been right to leave Szymborska's poem out, because the words appear so slowly on the LED screen that they could easily have been taken out of context. If you were working in the new building and you had barely survived 9/11, how would you like to see this running painfully slowly across the screen?
They jumped from the burning floors. One, two, a few more, higher, lower.
You can read the first real in-depth look at Holzer's 7 World Trade Center project on our website, poetryfoundation.org. As a people, we Americans are so different from each other, ethnically, religiously, pretty much in everything that counts. So what is it that actually holds the United States together as a nation? The Constitution? Maybe. William Matthews put forth his own answer in a peculiar little poem that was published in the early 90s. It seems to anticipate how we felt in the weeks and months after September 11th. It's called Why We Are Truly a Nation, And the reader, once again, is Ken Marks.
Why we are truly a nation? Because we rage inside the old boundaries, like a young girl leaving the church, scared of her parents. Because we all dream of saving the shaggy, dung-caked buffalo, shielding the herd with our bodies. Because grief unites us, like the locked antlers of moose, who die on their knees in pairs.
Ken Marks reading Why We Are Truly a Nation by the late William Matthews. You can find that poem in his Selected Poems and Translations, published by Houghton Mifflin. And you can read more poems by William Matthews on our website, poetryfoundation.org, where you can also read those feature articles about Jenny Holzer's project at 7 World Trade Center. Let us know what you think of this program. Email us at podcast@poetryfoundation.org. The music used in this program comes from the Claudia Quintet. For the PoetryFoundation.org podcast, I'm Curtis Fox. Thanks for listening.